Hello, my name is Taylor. You reached the Department of Global Health Care and Rights Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and dial 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
No.
Yes, ma'am. Could you give me some information of what you're calling for?
Oh, I was just calling to see. I just noticed that Alabama is offering vaccines to 65 and older. Now, the COVID vaccines?
Yes, ma'am. You'll need to get in contact with the vaccine appointment hotline.
Okay.
I do have their number for you.
Oh, I have the number, and I actually went online and registered, but my question is, I'm not a resident of Alabama. I'm a winter snowbird. I come down for like 2.5 months. Are you giving it to non-residents also, the vaccine?
Yes, ma'am. Let me see if I can find some information on that, because I am not entirely sure.
Okay. I know they were, some friends of ours were able to get the vaccine, but they were 75, and you just opened it up to 65. I have health conditions. I have compromised lungs, and I'm 72, and I was hoping that a non-resident could get the shot because my friends have, being 75, they got them in Mobile, but not sure what. I'm in Baldwin County right now.
Yes, ma'am. Only give me 1 second. Check on that. Give me 1 second.
Hello. Yes, I live in, I'm not a resident of Alabama. We stay here at Baldwin County for 2.5 months out of the year, and I was wondering if you're giving, we're in Orange Beach, Alabama. Mm-hmm. My name is Kathy. I went online and registered. As I was holding to talk to somebody, but I don't know if I'm qualified. I'm 65. Oh, I'm 72, so I'm over 65, and I do have compromised lungs. But I'm not sure if you're giving it to non-residents in Alabama. They will give me a vaccine when it becomes available? Okay, that's all I need to know. So I did register online for that. It's just as simple, just putting in name and phone number, correct, and email. Okay, thank you very much for taking my call. Okay, thank you. Bye.
Yes, ma'am. So if you are going to be in Alabama for over 30 days, you can pre-register for the vaccine.
I can get it, you said?
Yes, ma'am. You'll be able to pre-register for the vaccine. So you should be able to call the hotline and pre-register for it.
Yeah, I was on hold with the hotline. And then when I called, they said, or when I was on hold, they said I could go to this Alabama public health website and register to be notified, which I did. So is that all I need to do now, and I just wait then?
Yes, ma'am, that's correct.
Okay, good. Well, thank you very much. Sorry to take your time, but I'm from Wisconsin, and we got here late because was having some health issues anyway, so we didn't get here till the middle of January. And like 5 days after we got here, they were opening it up back in Wisconsin, and all my friends got their vaccine already. So I'm like, oh, I just missed it by a week. But some people I know are getting them here. There are 75 that are non-residents, so I was wondering if I qualified, but you said I do, so, okay. That's all I needed to know, dear. Thank you so much, and you have a good day.
Yes, ma'am, and thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. I hope I've been able to help. If you need more information, you can find more on adph.org or cdc.gov.
Okay, thank you, dear, and like I said, you stay safe and healthy.
Yes, ma'am, you do the same. Thank you. Bye-bye.